steakhouse, you know, so. Boy, and they have some, now, that's the place, if you want to talk about steak, but they are expensive. You know, I mean, these steaks be, you know, $4, $5, $6, $7, and these steaks are very good. You ever ate there? Sirloin? Anyway,
Well, any different cuts of beef?
No, I can't. I really can't. I really can't.
What about?
My mother, now and then she buys like half a cow. Now and then I might buy a half a cow for my mother, you know. I might go to a store. Yeah, well, I mean, I love meat. I am a meat eater, you know. Vegetarians, I'm not there yet, but I can't be there, you know. But right now, sometimes there's stores that you can go and buy half a cow and half of this and half of that. It costs you about $50 or whatever, but, choice meat. I'll just like.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you're talking about chicken. What types of chicken would you buy to cook?
There's no specific types of chicken. It's just usually chicken. You know, chicken has to have a color to it, a yellow color mostly. My grandfather, one time, you know, this is off the book. One time I saw my grandfather, in the country. See, my father's from the country. My grandfather's from the country. You know, they were, you know, my grandfather's daddy was a slave. Okay, my grandfather is about 78 or something like that. But his daddy was a slave, and his mother, you know, all of them were slaves. So, he always talks about how hard he had it, and about he always talks about how the white people treated them. And, you know, it's a constant thing. He's always talking about this white man and that white man.
Yep.
Oh, it just drives me crazy. But anyway. Yeah, anyway, going back to the chicken. My grandfather, see, we went to the country on Saturday. Well, we arrived there Friday, Saturday morning. It was dark, but we spent the weekend at the country. And when we arrived there, the first thing my aunt told me was watch out for the snakes. And boy, when she told me that, why she wanted to tell me that, you know, I was scared as I can be. Watch out for the snakes. That's the first thing she said as soon as we got out the car. Boy, I said, oh boy, listen to this. You know, I was about 6 years old anyway, but I did say listen to this. You know, I was watching out for those snakes. Anyway, the morning came, and everybody got up and ate, and you know, went through the regular routine. So. During the evening, we were preparing for the big meal. This was the big meal. Country people eat beautifully. Believe me, they don't shuck. And my grandfather, they don't shuck. They don't shuck around. You know, they don't half step. You know, they go whole step, you know, all the way. You know, they don't half it, you know, half ass, you know, half ass, pass the monkey's ass, you know, all that kind, you know, they don't do all that, you see. And boy, my grandfather, you know, we just had those big, beautiful meals, you know. Ooh, you could just feast. Anyway, it's like a big feast. Anyway, he asked me and my brother. First he told my brother, say, get that chicken. And he had a big knife in his hand, you know. And he was ready to slaughter this chicken. And he was ready to slaughter this chicken. And he told my brother, you know, he said, Robert, get that chicken. Get that chicken for me. Because he had been sharpening the knife. He was ready. The knife was ready to chop down the tree. It was so sharp. Big Mercedes. Not Mercedes, but one of them big hatchet knives. What you call? I don't know. I don't recall what he was sharpening on, but anyway, he said, Robert, get that chicken. So Robert, my brother, you know, he started running behind the chicken, and the chicken was very elusive, you know. He couldn't get the chicken for anything. So he said, Junior, which is me, they called me Junior. Junior is the name that they just call me more or less because I'm named after my father. They just call me Junior.
Is that your real name?
No, it's just a nickname.